Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I am a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder here at Crystal Clear Finances. And this month of February, we are focusing on how to position yourself for 2022. Now, last week, we had talked about the top 10 predictions from Bob Dahl of Crossmark.com, and he's one of the many economists and chief investment officers that I tap into when I'm helping my clients position for the new year. And if you gained anything from our program last week, hopefully you understand that doesn't mean you take the predictions and scrap everything in your portfolio and start over. Simply what it means is we look at where your portfolio is, we add a little international, we add some small cap, we realize there's going to be value-oriented growth stocks that we want to include, different components that we're going to put in your portfolio. So predictions are just that. They are no crystal ball, but they do give us an indicator of what we're seeing in the economy, and we want to make sure you're positioned correctly so you can take advantage of it. Now, there's another thing that you can do when you're talking about positioning for 2022, and that is to deal with some beliefs that you may have in regards to money, because what if what you thought to be true wasn't true? When would you want to know? Well, what my hope is that you said, Crystal, I would like to know right now. So we're going to spend some time today. We're going to use some software. So again, those of you who are listening by radio, I'll go ahead, I'll talk it through. But those of you on the YouTube channel, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. But if we can demonstrate these concepts and you can grasp them and say, okay, I see how that works, it literally can change how your financial future is. And so I want to give you some examples. I mean, I know that many people right now, they understand how inflation is eating away their purchasing power of their dollar. But what they're not grasping, many times individuals, they're not grasping the fact that they need to hold on to their money and then make that money grow so that it can keep up with inflation, rather than just saying, well, it's just kind of there and I'm just going to throw it at whatever debt comes up. So let me show you what I mean. I'm going to go ahead and and my screen, for those of you on our YouTube channel, I have a module that's set up, and it's talking about the fact that inflation plays a major role in our payments. In this case, what I'm going to have you think about, whether it's your mortgage payment. So let's pretend that you have a mortgage payment, and let's just say that it's $2,000 a month. I hear that from a lot of individuals. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk to you about the fact that if you are in a hurry to pay off your mortgage, right? Because you're like, oh, I don't like having this debt on my shoulder. I got to get this paid off. Helping you understand that the dollars that you have today are your most valuable dollars. And over the course of time, inflation is going to eat it up. Inflation is going to erode the value of that. So why would you give your most valuable dollars away today? You know, here's an example, and I show $2,000 going in, and I say if there's only 3% inflation, which we know there's not, it's much higher than that, but in a matter of 5 years, your $2,000 can only be worth, or could only pay and purchase products up to $1,725. That means that $2,000 is losing power every day. When I get to 10 years from now, when you make a $2,000 mortgage payment, it's only going to have the purchasing power of $1,488. Why is that important to you? I want you to think about this example. I wish that I could go back when I first started driving. And I could buy all the gasoline in the world at that price. I remember when gasoline was 75 cents a gallon. Now, I know some of you can remember when it was 25 cents a gallon. Okay, there's a little bit of age group difference there. And I know some of you can't even believe that it was as low as 75 cents a gallon. I know, I'm that old, but so what? All right, so when I was younger and it was 75 cents a gallon, I remember thinking, that was so expensive. I couldn't believe how much it would cost me to fill up my gas tank. If I could go back now and buy all the gas I would ever need for 75 cents a gallon, that would be a steal of a deal because look how much it takes to do it now. Well, when we look at our mortgage payments or we look at our car payments or we look at different payments that we have, we say, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. But just in this example alone, I was able to show you how $2,000 just with 3% inflation in a matter of 10 years would only feel like $1,400, which when you look at the big picture of this, if we're in a rush to pay off our mortgage, we have to understand that in $2,000 payment in 21 years, that would only feel like a $1,000 payment. So here's my question. Why are you in a rush when your $2,000 today is worth $2,000, can buy $2,000 worth of goods? Why are we in a rush to give the bank extra payments when it's the most valuable today? If the bank is willing to go ahead and say, you know what, you can give me $2,000 a month for 30 years, even though 20 years from now, it's only going to be worth half the value. Why aren't we doing that? These are some of the concepts that we need to start thinking about when we're trying to create wealth. If we're in such a rush that we say, oh, I'm just going to quick pay as much to everybody that I can, we are literally giving away our most valuable money. And I think one of the things that we need to understand is if we want to create wealth, then we have to stay in control of our money. We have to hold it. You know, there's a saying that says that you finance everything you buy. And you might be saying, well, Crystal, I don't finance everything I buy. I pay cash for it. And that way I don't have to worry about it. But that's not true because you do finance. Either we pay people money, right? We give them all of our money and we lose the ability to make money, or we take a loan and we pay them interest. We do one or the other. And when you can figure out the best way to do it, that's when you begin to create wealth. Because if I can hold on to my money and make at least 5% in my safe money, then is it okay that I pay someone 2% interest on a car loan? Because, hey, I'm paying them 2% so that I can hold on to my money and make 5%. Do you see the spread of three? These are things that we need to begin thinking through. You know, one of the ways that we can look at this best, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this up on my screen. And again, I encourage my radio listeners, when you get the opportunity, to go to the Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel. And let's go back to the basics as in regards to the three types of money and ways that we can deal with money in the sense of the spender, the saver, and the wealth creator. Because for years, individuals have looked at it that there's only the spender or there's only the saver. And then they get frustrated when it doesn't work and they've missed out that we have to become wealth creators. So let's go through and let's just talk about this. The first type is the spender. This is where you earn, you borrow, and you live below the zero line. Now, I know a lot of people say, Crystal, I don't even want to talk about that. But if you look at this picture, you know that there is a line where you are just breaking even, kind of like right about here, right below your nose, where you're just keeping things paid. Anytime you go below that line, you get into debt, You spend your lifetime trying to get back just to zero, not get back way ahead, but getting back to zero. You earn, you borrow, and you live below the zero line. When you get to a place where you say, I'm tired of living that way, I'm tired of always working to try to get out of debt and then falling back in debt again, then you become what's called a saver. And a saver, exactly like the picture shows, the saver saves money. And then when a purchase comes, then they drain the tank. And what does it do? It gets them back to zero. I know I've shared this story before, but I'm sharing it again because I remember that time when I said, I am going to be a saver. And I saved for 13 years to redo my kitchen. It was got to the place where we had stovetops that weren't working. We had panels that were missing from the cabinet so you could just put your hand straight through. But I was determined I was going to go pay cash. I was not going to get in debt. And I was going to redo my kitchen. So here I am, I'm writing my checks out, I've saved over time, and every time I wrote a check out, my savings account went lower and lower until next thing I knew, my savings was empty. My kitchen was done, that was great, but my savings was empty and I was back at the zero line. And that's when I realized either the debtor who goes in debt and then works his way back to the zero line, or the saver who saves and then spends, they both end up at zero. Both of them are tied to the zero line. And I knew there had to be another way besides just a spender and a saver. Otherwise, how do we get free of the zero line? And that's where the wealth creator comes in. The wealth creator has begun to understand this concept. And if you take nothing from our program today, remember this concept. You have to remain in control of your money. You don't want to give that money away to anyone. When you give away money, you give it away slowly and little pieces at a time because you want to have that control. And a wealth creator says, I have money that I have learned how to make it grow for me, not just in the market, but also safe money that's gonna get 3 to 5% tax-free money, okay? So now that money's growing. When something comes up, you look at how much they're gonna charge you for interest, and if you can make more with your own money, then you hold on to your money and then you slowly make payments to them on what interest rate they charge. Because if I'm making 5% and they're charging me 2%, who's getting ahead? I am. But what happens is most of the time people say, well, I don't ever want to pay anyone interest. When you take your cash and give it to another person, whether it's you're prepaying the house off, you're paying your car off, however you're going to do it, you're going to buy an RV and pay cash for it, you just gave up the ability for all of that money to earn you money. Because you were afraid to pay interest, you gave up what you could have earned. Now, let that roll around your brain a little bit. If you are in such a rush, you're so afraid to pay interest, maybe you're not looking at the difference. Now, if it would be very different if you said, Crystal, well, they want to charge me 25% interest and I'm only making 1% interest on my cash. Yeah, totally different scenario. But if in working together, we can help you create cash that's getting 3 to 5% tax-free. Most of the loans when you're looking at, they should be under that. You should be able to have a spread. And that spread is how you create wealth. And you leverage the spread. Anytime people, I have an opportunity where I need to purchase something, I'm going to look at it and say, will my money make me more money staying with me than the interest I have to pay that person or that organization? And if I can make more money on mine, then I'm going to pay them out of cash flow. I think for so long, people are afraid of debt that they're not looking logically at it. If I have the resources to pay it off at any time, yet I'm choosing to keep it because it's making me money, am I really in debt? Or am I just being very wise and what we call at Crystal Clear Finances, a wealth creator? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk some more about this. But to me, it's so important for individuals to realize that there are so many different components of creating wealth, but they go back to fundamental things. They go back to understanding that a spender spends 100% of their income and is focused only on today. They have no collateral. They have no choice when someone says, hey, that's going to cost you 5, 10, 20% interest. That's the only way they can operate. And so they borrow and spend their life borrowing and paying it back, borrowing and paying it back. If this is you, we can stop this. We can stop this. A lot of this comes because there's not been proper training how to create wealth, how to get move past that living below the zero line. The other option, and again, for those of you on radio, I invite you, visit our YouTube channel. Let's talk about the saver. The saver works for the future. They're saving because they want something down the road. And so they save out of current lifestyle expenses, and they pay cash for everything. But I wish you could see the example, because what happens is they save and then they totally empty out their account. Now what happens when something comes up unexpected? They just gave away all their cash. Think how easy it's going to be for them now to slip below the zero line and to come in debt because they gave away the control of their money. The last one is the wealth creator. And the wealth creator saves the amount that's necessary so they can live today and live for tomorrow. They understand that there's this battle between current lifestyle and future lifestyle. And they said, this is how much I'm going to use for my current. This is how much is for my future. And they begin to save that. And then what they do is they say, oh, there's some other opportunities out there. I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of them, and I will leverage the spread that I have. I know this is probably sounding maybe like something you haven't done before, and that's okay. That's what we're here for, to teach you how to make money on your money so that you transition out of the debtor, out of the spender, out of even the saver, so that you become a wealth creator. So whenever you're spending money, you would know it's okay that I spent this because I'm making more on my money over here. That is the difference between the spender, the saver, and the wealth creator. And we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances.
Have you ever spoiled a child? Oh, the tears and tantrums of when they don't get their own way. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. The government has spoiled the economy with free money, free rent. They ignored inflation, unemployment, and the debt that continues to climb. Until now. As they are tightening monetary policy, the market is responding by throwing a tantrum. Understanding some of the causes behind market fluctuation can bring peace and the ability to let the market cry itself out. For more insight into the market volatility and how to position your retirement resources, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I am excited to be here with you because in the month of February, we are talking about, hey, How do we position for 2022 in the best way possible? We spent the first week talking about what are some of the predictions that are out there and how you need to be sitting down with your financial advisor and making sure you have the right positionings within your portfolio. Maybe there's some tweaks that need to happen. Very rarely is it that you just scrap everything and start over. We want to make sure that you have the proper positioning. And so we're encouraging you to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Let's do a review of your portfolio. Now, the second thing that we're focusing on in February is we want to make sure that you have the right mindsets. Because when we don't understand how money really works, we make decisions that can hurt us. One of the decisions that we talked about before the break was inflation. We talked about the fact that many times individuals are in a rush to pay off their mortgage, to pay off their car, and they're giving their best earned money away today. If you have $2,000 today, it can go to the store and it can buy you $2,000 worth of goods. But if you wait a week, it's probably going to buy you less than $2,000. And a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you can probably buy only half of what it could buy today. And yet, every day, millions of Americans are prepaying on their mortgage. They're prepaying and they're giving their best dollars away. And we talked about right before the break, the fact that when people are giving their money away, the reason why they're doing it, the reason why they're prepaying on their mortgage and their car and everything else is because they're saying, Crystal, I don't want to pay any interest. Well, I don't blame you. I don't want to pay interest unless I'm making more interest myself. And I think most Americans aren't used to that concept. You know, the banks are. The banks are used to that concept. Oh, they are making money and money and money, even though they're giving point nothing to their depositors. So what we need to do is say, all right, what are the amounts of interest that you're paying on your house, on your car, on your credit card, on different areas? And then you need to go look at your safe money, not your investment money, because 1 year could be up 20% and the next year it could be down. Look at your safe money and say, is my safe money earning more than the interest that I'm paying? Because you do finance everything you buy. You either pay interest or you give up the right to earn interest. When we sit down with individuals, we show them, this is how you can take your money and begin earning interest on it so that you can stay in control. Before the break, one of the examples that I had shown online was showing how we fill these big savings accounts and then we spend it down when there's an expense because we don't want to pay any interest. What if in working together, we can show you how to make interest on that money, not related to the market? Think of the control you can have. You know, there are a lot of opportunities that will come up this year, whether it's real estate opportunities, maybe the opportunity to start your own business, start a new job. But a lot of times what it takes is it takes having resources. And it's so important that you're able to have those resources in place. But if you are training yourself to constantly overpay on things because, quote unquote, debt is bad, then you may not be positioning yourself to take advantage of opportunities. Now, I do want to clarify, debt is bad when it's 25% interest on a credit card. But when we're looking at the interest that's on a mortgage, when we're looking at the interest on a low payment on a car, these are things that I want to challenge you and to say, well, wait a minute. How about we keep hold of your resources? If something happens, we can always take it out and pay it off and then remove the debt. But as long as we can get your money working for you stronger than what you are paying on interest, that's the way to go. One of the things that I want to, as we go to closing, is I want to talk to you about your circle of wealth. And this is a real, it's a discussion that probably is even going to go into next week's program. But when I talk about the circle of wealth, it's important to understand how your money works. So I'm going to pull it up on my computer here and show you that everybody, yes, everybody has a circle of wealth. And here's the deal. Your circle of wealth is larger than some, and some will be larger than yours, but everybody that I have met has one thing in common, and that is they want their circle of wealth to grow. Now, what's different is how individuals look to make that growth happen. Some think that the only way to grow their circle of wealth is to increase the amount of risk they take. And so they jump from financial planner to financial planner looking who can give me the best rate of return. But understand, with increased rate of return also comes increased risk. One of the other options to grow your wealth is not just to get good quality investments, which I believe is important, which is why as a fiduciary and a certified financial planner, it is an area that we look at, that we are monitoring for our clients. But we also believe that you can grow your wealth by finding ways to save money that you're losing unknowingly and unnecessarily. It's not just about rate of return, but it's also about stopping the losses from happening in your account. Yes, in the investment realm, but also in regular cash flow. See, one of the things that we need to understand is when it comes to money, there's three main components. There is transferred money. This is money, where I said a moment ago, that you are losing unknowingly, unnecessarily, and by sitting down together, we can begin to identify, where am I losing money? I've looked at my budget sheet. I'm doing everything I know to do. But that is an area where people are losing. Another area where money is, the second type, is lifestyle money. Yeah, this is one area we don't tend to touch, because we know to tell someone, hey, you need to cut back on your lifestyle, we're probably not gonna see you again. But we wanna make sure that you do have a lifestyle and an enjoyable journey on the way. And so what we wanna look at, the third area, is your accumulated money. This is where most people understand financial advisors. This is where we sit down and say, okay, what do you already have in place and what are you currently saving and how can we position it? What type of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities do you need to be in so that we can have everything positioned? But that is not the only area that we need to pay attention to. In fact, as we look at the screen, we can see that there are multiple areas where wealth transfers happen. And let me just describe to you what a wealth transfer is. Every time that you spend a dollar or give away a dollar that you didn't have to, you lose that dollar plus everything that dollar could have made for you. I want you to think that through. Every time you left that dollar, let the dollar leave your hand, what could that have dollar made for you? So many people are discouraged that they're not wealthy, and yet they gave away their seeds of wealth. When we begin to despise and look at the smaller amounts and say, ah, that won't really do anything, I'm telling you, there are two ways you're gonna make money. One is in your investments and opportunities, and the other is making sure that you reduce the expenses so that you are transferring money away unknowingly and unnecessarily. Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna come to the close of this program today, but I'm inviting you to join us again next week because I wanna go through and show you ways that we can identify, reduce, and eliminate wealth transfers. I want to be able to help you see that whether it's through major capital purchases, how you're funding college, how you're paying for your mortgage, how you're paying taxes or planning for retirement, if you're not doing it correctly, money is literally slipping through your hands. And nowadays, and here we are in 2022, we can't afford to have money slip through our hands anymore. With the cost of living and rising inflation, we've got to stay focused and make sure that every dollar that you have is working just as hard for you as you did to get that dollar. Well, I'm going to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule a free initial consultation. Let's sit down. Let's look at your portfolio And then I'm going to encourage you to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.